If we don't offer it to Krishna willingly, Krishna will take it anyway. Sometime in one's life or eventually at death, everything will be forcefully taken away anyway. So why not give it willingly? Why not use it happily? It shouldn't be like sour grapes. You know the story, Aesop's fable about the sour grapes? There was a fox who saw a grapevine and he was jumping and jumping trying to get the grapes. But he couldn't jump high enough to get the grapes. So then finally he gave up and he said, anyway, the grapes are sour. Yes? One time there was a brahmana who was carrying behind some nice puffed rice. And he was thinking, I will go and eat this. And he was looking forward and suddenly there was a gust of wind. And all the puff rice was blown away in the wind. And then he said, Krishna arpanamastu, I offer to Krishna. Yes? Now that it was forcefully taken away from him, he said, yes, now I offer to Krishna. Otherwise he was not offering to Krishna. So might as well willingly do it. Then that will make us happy. Yeah, attachment may be there, but there's no problem using it in Krishna's service. If you're attached to your car, use your car for Krishna's service. You're attached to your computer, use it for Krishna's service. You're attached to some nice gulab jamuns and offer it to Krishna before eating. Dovetail everything in Krishna's service. Okay? All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.